BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
His Thursday Scott Mills Daily Podcast includes Kiko Bunn off of Sticky Situation playing Innuendo Bingo. Greg James and Craig David play Real or No Real from Wimbledon. And one of our listeners lost a boy at Glastonbury and really wants to see him again. Well, I just hope you're doing fine today, really. It's Thursday, which means it's an innuendo bingo day. And Chris is very excited because we've got Kiko Bunn coming in today. Now, you know his song, his most famous song, Sticky Situation, which we played a lot on Radio 1 when it was out. He's got a lot of support from people like Hugh Stevens and Annie Mack and Greg James and Clara, Mr. Jam on One Extra, all supported Kiko Bunn. He's just got back from Glastonbury. He also just jumped on stage. I heard a bit of this. He jumped on stage with Shy FX during Annie Mack's show and performed a little TP session for Clara as well. We're looking forward to getting him very wet today. Kiko Bunn on Innuendo Bingo. You're excited, aren't you?
I'm so excited, yeah. And especially when we started talking about his song on this show, because we proper loved Sticky Situation. He got right involved with us back. Do you remember? He was sending us loads of videos. Yeah. I think he was at a festival at the time, and it was him there dancing, saying that he was going to buy us beers. And I think he sounds like an amazing character, and we've not met him yet.
Maybe he'll bring some beers in today.
I mean, that would be nice. That would be a sticky situation.
It really would.
If we did it with beer, we've never thought of that. Too sticky.
I think too sticky. And also, like, we did consider, we were in our production meeting, talked about maybe doing it with treacle, but that doesn't go very far.
No.
Do you know what I mean? It's too thick, too gloopy.
Yeah, I don't know what other sort of sticky substance we can use, really. No.
Well, leave that for now. Yeah. Maybe next time. 1:45 today, it's Kiko Bunn off of Sticky Situation on Innuendo Bingo.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hey, listen, thanks for all the suggestions of things that we could use for our Sticky Situation Innuendo Bingo with Kiko Bunn. I think the people that run the studios here are getting a little bit concerned. We're not going to use anything with sugar, don't worry. I've had bad experiences with sugar in Radio 1 studios before.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Jackie's been on, listening in Ocean Springs, Mississippi right now. Hi, Mississippi. And currently walking around on a sticky kitchen floor thanks to Sprite. You could use that. No. Orange juice, pineapple juice, all being suggested for our sticky situation. Kiko Bunn. Kiko Bunn in your bingo.
Get it right. Are you a Kiko Hun?
You're a Kiko Hun. We can't use anything with sugar. There was a time where maybe I had a... This is a long time ago. Had a drink in the Radio 1 studio.
Yeah,
was,
you'd never do it now.
No, I wouldn't do it now. This is in the bad days. And I had a... it was a white coffee with maybe just a spoonful of sugar in there. And I accidentally tipped it down the desk here at Radio 1. And then I was young. I was, you know, stupid. And maybe I didn't tell anybody. So,
well, are they finding out now? Because a lot of those same people still work here. So what I would say is...
It's a long time ago.
That allegedly happened.
Yeah. But then the next person came to be on air and eventually the desk just gave up bit by bit. Like, not all at once. It didn't just go... But things, like, started to not work gradually.
But you were fine. Your show was fine.
My show was fine.
Oh, that's...
Because it takes a while for the sugar in the coffee to take hold. But the next show, as a result of me spilling the coffee down with the sugar in, was an absolute disaster.
Right.
People were like pressing songs and they weren't working. They would put the microphone on and that wouldn't work.
So they got the blame. They got the blame. Probs fired.
They weren't fired, but I just wanted to... I don't think I've ever admitted that before, but it was me all those years ago. So that's why we're not using anything sticky today.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris, look, it's Kiko Bunn.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
How
it's nice to meet you. I'm
yeah,
really
you
good.
Too. Thank you so much for having me.
No worries. We're about to get very wet on Innuendo Bingo. You've done your homework on this. You've seen it before, right?
I've done my homework.
It's pretty wet.
Pretty wet.
It can be pretty wet.
Good stuff.
But we really like that you've come on today because obviously Radio 1 generally, but our show as well, really kind of got behind Sticky Situation.
I think we've got you at the right time as well.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why. Because I think headline of Glastonbury one day. I'm talking at the next Adele.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'd love to see that.
Oh, thank you.
Mate, I'm like your biggest fan.
I love you guys.
But listen,
go on.
Like, don't forget us when you
of
get to that
not.
Level.
Oh,
it's all very well you coming in now doing in a bingo. Like, in 2 years, we tried to call Kiko, but he wasn't available.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'll definitely be back.
Okay.
I definitely won't forget about you guys.
No, you better not. You better not. Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, Annie Mac and Hugh and Clara have been supporting you a lot. Did you hear the thing we did in the shower?
I did.
Yeah, where Chris
I
went
did.
To the...
That was amazing.
The Radio 1 showers and sang your song.
Very well done.
Yeah. It is an awkward one to sing in the shower. Sticky situation, I should point out. But you probably know that.
Why is that?
Well, because naturally you must have done this several times, right?
Find Maybe
yourself
once
singing
or twice.
Singing your song in the shower.
Okay.
What's it like when you hear your songs on Radio 1? I think that would blow my mind if I was a newer artist.
Yeah, it's actually very... Very nice.
it's very nice.
It's like a dream come true, really.
Yeah.
It's good to see that you guys enjoy it, and it's wicked.
Do you know what? This is something that I didn't even really think about. But are you going out to do your music video next week in Cuba?
I am.
For the next track we're about to play.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I didn't know, but obviously, people that aren't the main artists who are in the video have to be casted, don't they?
They do.
Like, but you don't even really think about that. They're just there, aren't they? But we found one of your I think it's for maybe this video,
okay.
where you have to audition to be your love interest in it.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
But it's very specific, the advert. I don't know if you were even across this, because
right.
I imagine there's a team of people around you.
Yeah, this won't get to you.
How specific right? are we talking?
Oh, it's so specific.
Really? Do you want to hear it? It's basically you have to audition to be your girlfriend.
Lovely.
So here we go. We're shooting a music video for Kiko Bunn in London. Oh, it might be the last video.
Yeah, I think it
and
is.
And we're looking for a small but carefully cast spread of actors for the promo. We need fun, colourful, characterful people. On this job, we are looking for a female aged 18 to 23. She should naturally be very pretty, fresh-faced, but with attitude. She's cool. She's cool, she's sceptical, she's full of expression. 18 to 23, please. Pretty actress to play girlfriend of Kiko Bunn.
Amazing.
That's great.
That is quite specific.
Yeah.
I think that's for the last video, though.
Yeah.
Did they
get someone pretty and characterful?
I think she fitted that. Exactly
that.
Yeah.
Right. So isn't that amazing that on her CV it says love interest of Kiko Bunn?
Yeah.
As an actual.
That's been one of her jobs.
Yeah. That's so joke.
Name of your fans. Are they like Kiko Huns? Or like what are you thinking?
I'm going to say.
Kiko Bunnies?
Kiko Bunnettes.
Kiko Bunnettes.
We always do this, don't we? We're like, what's the name of your fans? And most people, some people do have names for them. But then some people are like, I don't know, you decide.
Yeah.
But Kiko Huns, I quite like.
If your casting ever gets less specific, can I be in one of your music videos at some point?
No.
Oh, that's...
I'm joking.
Absolutely
of course
not.
You have.
Love interest of Kiko Bunn.
Oh, that would be great for the next video, wouldn't it?
Oh, things have changed. The Scott Mills Daily. So the moment has arrived where Kiko Bunn is going to play In Your Bingo. How do you feel? Scared, nervous, excited?
Probably all of the above.
Now, if you could just talk me through what's on your head right now, please.
I'm wearing a head umbrella.
They're good, aren't they? Did you pick that up at Glastonbury?
Actually, my good friend Crystal picked it up for me.
Yeah. Scott, it's a thing of beauty. It's,
it is. I think it might stick.
It's like a no-hands umbrella on the head. It strikes me as something that might be a bit hurt.
Yeah, I like it.
But
could wear that in the next video.
Yeah.
Man, you won't need that in Cuba.
No,
actually, you'll need it in Cuba for the sun. To keep the sun off your head.
Ooh,
yeah.
Good shout.
All right, are we ready to go, lads?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's play Innuendo Bingo. The cameras are on.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
We're very pleased to say that Kiko Bunn is here today playing Innuendo Bingo for the first time. Don't be scared, by the way, because you're new. Just soak him, okay?
All right.
Nice.
Chris,
right.
What are you wearing today?
Here you go. I've just gone for Cheers. Fox.
You're a sweaty fox.
Sweaty fox.
And
you look like you got tangoed, man.
Yeah. Hey. And Kiko is wearing the umbrella headgear there.
Done though.
Is okay, summer so, your season, would you say?
Yes.
Yeah. And what's then winter, what happens to you, do you?
I hibernate.
Do you?
No. I don't know. I tend to buy summer clothes in the winter because I know that summer will come and I'll get them out.
Yeah, summer's his time, I reckon, Scott.
Yeah.
Okay, lads. Water in the mouths, please. Lots, as much as you can handle. Now we're going to Spring Watch, and it's presenter Martin Hughes Gaines, who gets to do a lot of very exciting stuff on location, much more than they ever do in the Spring Watch studio.
Now, I don't know if you can see, but it's quite hard to see. Can you see there's a little hole there? It doesn't look like much, but if I just put my fist in there, it goes right back.
Martin loves it. Thank you to Henry and Ben for sending that one in.
But if I just put my fist in there, it goes right back.
Hello, Shannon, who's snuck away to her car on her work break and is watching this on her phone. You can watch it on the Radio 1 website. Phone, computer, laptop. Next, we're going to Come Dine With Me on Channel 4. Water, please. When you go round to someone else's house for dinner on that show, you never know how the evening might turn out.
Still, if last night's food is anything to go by, you're in with a good chance. And carer Louise McGowan's been feeling the consequences.
I've got a lot of white creamy stuff still stuck in my throat.
No hands.
No hands, Kiko.
If it's going to come, like, just aim at him.
Just let it go. Let it go.
Let it all go.
I've got a lot of white creamy stuff still stuck in my throat.
Now, next... Do you know Ryland Clark, Kiko? No. Telly. He's on telly, big teeth. You know what I mean? Oh, but now I'm Ryland him. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Now, I'm not saying he's a liar, but when he said this on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, I found it pretty hard to believe.
I was wearing a black boob tube and a black miniskirt, and I got up in a club and started DJing. Nick, I've never touched a deck in my life.
Not true.
I forgot about that.
Oh, it's gone down the wrong way. Yeah. I'm sure I've seen Ryland DJ.
I've never touched a deck in my life.
Okay, you might need to reload that. Oh no, are you okay?
I'll be alright.
Hey, Kiko Hun.
Kiko Hun.
First casualty on Inuna Bingo.
I've got quite a bad gag reflex.
Have you?
Oh. Oh, this is
such a promising career ahead of him too.
It can't end today.
It all ended one Thursday afternoon. He was wearing an umbrella on his head at the time. It's what he would have wanted. Next, it's Annie Mack on Radio 1. Now, sometimes we get like sent sweets or wine from listeners. Check out what Annie Mack's listeners send her.
Must have been about a metre and a half, or maybe even, a metre and a half long and probably about 6 inches wide. And it was covered in like a hand-knitted cashmere.
Keep reloading, please. More water.
Cover. I mean, this might be the best present I've ever got. So it's so long that when you try it out, which I obviously did that night, you can actually spoon it.
I think it was an incredibly large hot water bottle.
Oh.
That she got sent there from one of her listeners.
So long that when you try it out, which I obviously did that night, you can actually spoon it.
Yes. Okay, more water, please. Get your water in your mouths there. Kiko Bun, you know the world's most beautiful egg on BBC Four? It celebrates the world's best eggs off of history and also gives you an amazing insight into what the Danish royal family used to get up to in the bedroom.
It's based on a similar egg in the Danish royal collection, which Maria would have known from her childhood. But little could she have imagined as she fondled her chicken on that Easter Sunday morning that this was the start of something huge.
Still a good one.
I'm getting really wet.
Oh, the Danish.
But little could she have imagined as she fondled her chicken on that Easter Sunday morning.
More water, please. And now it's the BBC's coverage of Eastbourne tennis. And with a talent like this, I am certainly expecting big crowds for Dominika Sabalkova this week at Wimbledon.
Yes, if you haven't seen her play before and were wondering what Anne was alluding to there, you'll notice during the course of the game today that she's announced to the crowd, that's the applause for her, that she does smell the balls before she serves, and she was telling us in an interview earlier this week.
Reload.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember Dominika Sabalkova, Chris, and her talents? Yeah.
About how actually she has such sensitive nostrils that she can actually differentiate between all the balls.
Yeah. She's just sniffing the balls there.
She has such sensitive nostrils that she can actually differentiate between all the balls.
So clever. Next, we're going to Women's Hour on BBC Four. Water, please. Kiko, you've been to Jamaica, right?
Uh-huh.
While you were there, did you ever wake up to this?
And Angie went on to star in the TV programme Get Up, Stand Up. She toured widely up to lots of acclaim in her stand-up shows, and she wrote a hit play called Funny Black Women on the Edge. I talked to her when she was in Jamaica, and she got up at dawn's crack to talk to us.
Oh, my days. No, I didn't.
Doesn't she mean the crack o' dawn?
Yeah, she's done that wrong.
She's doing it wrong there, love.
And she got up at dawn's crack to talk to us.
It's not the same.
That's not the same.
That isn't the same.
And and finally, one more. Let's make it a big one.
Right.
Let's go into the Gadget Show on Channel 5. It's fair to say the presenters really do love what they do on that show, and they're always willing to go the extra step to make a fantastic programme.
And while Francesca underwent her exfoliating facial treatment, Chloe braced herself for a facial from John.
And that was our Kiko Bun, well, Kiko Hun.
That's not funny.
Innuendo bingo. That was brilliant. Come back and see us soon. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
That was a great game today. Thank you very much. The Scott Mills Daily. If anyone has any idea why Fat Man Scoop has just tweeted Radio 1 saying that Fetty Wap is his jam, then let me know.
Well, I assume he's listening and heard Fetty Wap, so he's listening to you hooing him right now.
And hi, Fat Man Scoop. I'm Scott Mills.
No. The Scott Mills
Daily. Can I just say, what is Greg James doing?
What do you mean?
Remember we did a show from Wimbledon last year?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It was really fun.
Although Wimbledon wasn't on at the time, because we were there in the morning.
It was a breakfast show we were doing, so we kind of arrived and did everything at Wimbledon before it actually opened. But you did get on the weather with Carol Kirkwood.
Yeah, but that was kind of by force, wasn't it? Yeah. She was doing the weather and I ran behind her she was on TV.
Just seen Greg's Twitter. He is dressed as a Wimbledon ball boy and doing the ball boy pose.
He's done well there because, do you remember last year, they kind of wanted me to do some Wimbledon ball boy training, but obviously there was no matches to be ball boy at. So actually what ended up happening was me just sort of running around in shorts, practicing, yeah. which was actually quite rubbish.
I thought the ball boy outfit was white, no?
No, no, I don't know what you're thinking of.
Okay.
You're thinking of the players.
Right. My mistake. He's doing that pose as well, where he's got both arms out.
Yeah,
like,
that's when you've got no balls. Because basically, the hands go out to say, you know, roll me some balls.
Balls, please.
Yes.
Okay. I'll get the hang of it one day. Greg's on from Wimbledon at 4 o'clock this afternoon with Craig David. The Scott Mills Daily. Tell you what, my show team are really coming up trumps this week. First, one of them gets washed at Glastonbury by an old man, and then now one of them casually just tells us that he used to be a Wimbledon ball boy.
Yeah, don't keep that quiet. Yeah. Apparently he's still got the kit as well for special occasions.
Can he still fit into it? Probably no.
No.
Okay. Hello, Tara in Wimbledon says, I trained to be a Wimbledon ball girl. They do that to show the players they have no balls, so the player will go to another ball girl. They're holding out the hands.
It's almost like jazz hands, but down below. It's no balls.
Talking of sport, still no word on us doing any kind of commentary. I think we need to kind of let this one go now.
I think it's a shame as well, because, I mean, we have had quite a few messages from people saying, are we going to do some commentary at the Euros? The thing is, the Euros seem to be cracking on, and there hasn't been that much interest from BBC Sport themselves. Well,
there's been no interest from BBC Sport.
Yeah.
So two years ago, we did alternative commentary. So if you press the red button, you could still see one of the World Cup matches, but instead, over the top, instead of like Gary Lineker,
Yeah, not necessarily him, but at the time, Phil Neville.
Right, so instead of the normal commentary, you get us over the top. And it, for a lot of people, provided, you know, compromises in their relationship.
Yeah, yeah, it did seem to settle a few arguments.
If you didn't want to hear the actual commentary, you could just hear us messing about.
I feel at the moment, though, other commentators have sort of risen to prominence, what with the Icelandic dude and like that. You know?
How do you better that, really?
I don't know.
Anyway, one last time, BBC Sport, if you're listening,
give us
a go.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can you two do commentary on some of the Olympics this year if you can't get the Euros?
Not a bad idea.
Beth, hon, if they're not going to give us the Euros, they're definitely not going to give us Olympic coverage.
But you don't really hear of that, do you? An alternative commentary for
the curling.
There. Yeah, there's definitely something in that.
Thanks for the suggestions, Beth. But I think it all comes under the same banner as BBC Sport. And if they're not getting back to us about this, then they definitely won't get back to us about Rio.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Ellie.
Hi.
Where are you right now? Right now, right now.
Right now, Plymouth. Beautiful, not so sunny Plymouth.
Right. And are you in a car? On a train?
No, I'm just outside my car.
Okay, cool. What do you do?
I'm a trainee dance teacher.
Cool.
Okay, how old are you?
17.
Wow, okay. And what dance is it?
Ballet, tap, jazz, musical theatre, whatever I'm told, basically.
Can you do ballroom?
No, but I'd love to try.
Yeah, well, we've all tried.
Can you do any dance on demand? Do you know how to do anything? Like, if I was to say do Gangnam Style now, you would know what to do.
Obviously.
Yeah. Okay, what about if I said, could you teach me the Britney Spears Slave for You video right now? Could you do that?
No, probably not.
Right, you watch the video and you pick it up like that, right? Okay.
Okay, here's a question then. When you're on a night out, what is your go-to dance move?
Don't know, probably just like a bit of a jump, a bit of an arm, more of a rave.
You don't do the sort of like the pretend fishing thing or anything like that? A bit beneath you, is it?
Did you reel them in?
Yeah.
We do love stuff like stack the chopping and like mow the lawn.
Yeah, or mow the lawn.
No,
yeah.
Ellie,
yeah.
You need to do this. So what it is you need two people for it. It's a duet. Is that what you call it in the dance world?
Yeah.
And so what one person does is they kind of throw out a rod and then the other person's on the other side of the club can be the fish. And the great thing about this is you can be on two sides of the club and one person reels in the fish and the fish just has to pretend that they've been caught on a hook by putting their finger in their mouth.
I've actually done that. The lasso. It's like a lasso.
Yeah. Do you know the best one where it works is when you get the fishermen to be on the balcony of a club where it's on two levels and they've got to go all up the stairs and everything.
Yeah, it's quite spectacular that, isn't
it? Yeah. I'm saying Oceania in Watford is where I've done that off the balcony and it's
I've seen you do that.
It's
I've
extraordinary.
It. Okay, Ellie, who do you normally go for in bangers?
Well, recently it's been you, Scott, but normally it was Chris.
Yeah.
And now it's been you.
Okay. Well, Chris, you go first today. What have you got?
Okay, listen, I wanted to do something a little bit retro. At first thought, you would think this would be a Scott choice, but I actually really like this song. It's an old school Robin song called Dancing on My Own.
Oh.
I love this song.
Yeah.
Robin was good.
Robin was good, yeah. Where is Robin now?
She's still alive.
Somewhere.
It's
like Canada.
Do you know what I mean? It's quite Scott, this one.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I found it on Shuffle the other day. What do you mean you don't like that?
I don't like
a Scott thing.
No, I don't like talking about artists in the past tense.
Oh, sorry.
They're still with us.
All right, Robin's still with us somewhere in Excellent. Right, what have you got?
I've got... Yes. What?
This is like my jam.
Is it? Rubbish.
Far East Movement, like a
G6. Both good songs.
Thank you.
Both proper good dance songs as well.
Don't know if it'll sway you, but I'm 2-1 down at the moment. So if you want to bring this to deadlock as well for tomorrow, you need to pick me.
I'm 2-1 up.
I don't know. It's a difficult choice. I'm going to be honest. Both really good jams. Hmm. I think I know.
Okay.
What
is going on in your world?
Nothing.
It just sounds noisy.
Really weird noise.
Come on, Ellie, what are you going
for? Come on, then.
I think it's got to be Scotty Scott.
Yes. G6. Getting a surprising amount of beef from people about that today. I don't know why.
This song, it's one of those songs, right? Like a G6. A couple of people said this. That sounds wicked on a night out.
Yeah.
It sounds good now, but it sounds really... It needs a night out alongside it.
Yeah, some people are saying only good after a couple of drinks.
Yeah, but the Robin one would have been slightly different. But you know what? I reckon if that had been chosen, I would have got a load of beef for it.
Yeah.
One of those.
I really thought that song was loved by everybody, but it's not.
The Far East Movement, what else they did? Didn't they do a song with Justin Bieber?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm sure they did.
Actually, they still have all the hits in Europe.
Yeah.
But that one is the one they're most remembered for here in the United Kingdom. That was Like a G6 by Far East Movement. Yeah, a rubbish choice. What lyrical genius came up with rhyming Cristal with style? You were robbed, Chris. Simon in Liverpool, robbed. David in Scotland, robbed. Joe in Winterton, robbed.
Yeah, there was a lot of people liking it as well. Look at this. Josh in Truro cheered so hard for this choice.
Just one, is that, yeah?
Yeah, I'm right. Trying to help you out. Okay. The Scott
Mills Daily. Chris, what are you looking at?
I'm on this Glastonbury Lost and Found Facebook page.
I've seen those.
Yeah.
There's loads of them, right?
Mate, people have lost all sorts. Phones, wallets. There's one here. Someone's lost a black anorak.
I know, seriously.
They're never going to get it back.
Right, Glastonbury's big. As everyone keeps telling you, it's as big as a city. You're never going to see that jacket again. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. People have lost all sorts of Glastonbury. There's obviously all the usual phones and stuff like that. But I'm just looking on this Glastonbury Lost and Found Facebook page. Someone's lost a small orange rucksack.
Never going to see it again.
Yeah, but the thing is, I wish everyone well with this because I really hope that they do. And
what
they
are the chances,
want this
though, really?
Stuff back, so they're writing it on Facebook.
Statistically not high.
Look at this one. Very special festival hat. Someone's lost. I mean, like, you know, good it luck
is,
to you.
It is quite addictive looking at all the things on Facebook that people have lost. Hi, Kamala.
Hello.
What have you lost?
I lost a boy.
A boy? What, like your son?
No, actually, a man.
You've lost a man?
Yes.
Tell me.
So I was working at the festival, helping a friend out. He runs a few food stands there. And went out after work to Block 9, the sort of club area. Met this amazing guy. And after a little while, way too much dancing, started to feel really ill. Basically, this man took it upon himself to look after me.
You know, hang on a second. Just so I can try connect dots here with a few other stories I've heard. He wasn't quite an old man with a beard, was he?
No, that's not the same.
He didn't try and wash you.
No, sorry.
He
was a youngish man, but he did have a long beard.
I'm really sorry about that, Kamala. That sounds like a really odd question. It's just that our producer from our show did get washed by an old man at Glastonbury over the weekend.
I could have done with a wash from an old man, but no, I didn't find one of those.
Right, well, there was one going around. It's a shame you didn't find him. I guess it's quite a big place.
When does that ever get sent? Like any other time apart from Glasgow?
I could have done with a wash from an old man.
A wash from anyone, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's how our producer felt. He just stripped down to his boxer shorts, and before you know it, there's a man there laying his hands on him. Anyway, back to this boy that you lost in the club bit, Block 9.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Was it more than just chatting after you met him?
Yes, we got on, we kissed, we were dancing together. He then left his friends to look after me.
Right.
Sort of went back to his tent.
Yeah.
Hang on a minute, this is progressing quickly.
Nothing wrong with going back to the tent. Sometimes you just need to, don't you?
Yeah, I couldn't find my way back to where I sort of had my tent, and just really needed to, like, you know, chill out from all the dancing.
Yeah, and also you just met this guy. I take it you wanted to find out a bit more about each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Sometimes you can't do that on the dance floor.
No, that's true.
Can I ask, what music were you listening to at the time?
I think we were in somewhere called NYC Download, kind of electronic.
Yeah, the problem is you're not getting many sort of slow dance songs there, are you? You're
not, really not.
You're not.
Not at all, no.
It's not the right mood.
They don't suddenly break out R. Kelly, do they?
No.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Right, so you've moved to the tent, change of scene.
Yes, at which point I was so tired. I've been working sort of 14-hour shifts, so just crashed out. I think I needed my sleep at that point.
Oh, no, but then hang on, where's he? Where, is he in the tent with you?
Yes. Oh, yeah. And I remember he was saying, let me get you some food. You know, what kind of food do you want?
He just wanted to keep you awake.
Yeah.
Right, we need some energy. Here's some protein bars. Yeah.
And eat this.
Exactly.
Stay awake.
Exactly. Come on.
Yeah, that's exactly how it was. Yeah, he was saying, oh, stay awake. That's precisely what happened. And I said, go and enjoy the party. You know, I'll see you tomorrow. And completely forgot that we hadn't exchanged contact details.
Oh, no.
So you were asleep in his tent and he went back out to party?
I told him to go back out to party, yes. and then he obviously thought that I would still be there the next morning.
But you scarpered.
This is so flawed.
I had to leave at 6 o'clock to get to try and find my tent and also where I was working.
Oh, hon, you've had a mare.
And he was still out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm so, like, what a strange situation. Does this only happen at Glastonbury then?
Yes.
So she's gone to some, this is a random guy's tent, so you felt comfortable enough that you're going to have a little sleep. You've given him permission to go out. Hilarious.
Yeah.
He's then actually gone out on a night out, happy that there's some random person in his tent.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right,
Glastonbury is very like that. You make a lot of friends.
But he would have assumed that you would be there when he came back.
Exactly, yes. I had to go for work and then I thought about going back, but I forgot where the tent was.
Oh, wow.
And to sort of say thank you for looking after me. And so all I know is that he works in construction, originates from Essex, has a long beard and short brown hair.
Okay.
The conversation was small, was it? Didn't bother with names.
Alex.
Oh, Alex.
I think he might be called Alex.
It's crazy.
I think
isn't
he's
it?
Called Alex.
But he could be called anything else.
Right.
Yeah.
So the thing that you've lost is a bloke that you fancied at Glastonbury.
Yeah.
Yeah, knight in shining armour, Glastonbury bloke. Yeah.
He does sound very kind.
Yeah, sorry, he was amazing. Yeah.
Could you do an e-fit? Like, would you be able to describe how he looks, like draw it up kind of thing?
Yeah, I probably could, yes, yeah.
You remember his face quite vividly?
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
How good are you at drawing?
I am very good at drawing, actually.
Right, well, this is perfect. Do you want to, like, maybe what we do is in the next couple of songs, if you can just knock up a quick picture,
okay,
send it us and we can get it out there.
Okay, let's do that, yeah.
You're actually going to do like a Crime Watcher style reconstruction photo for us.
I could do that, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, awesome.
Could you make him not look too menacing, please? Because those e-fit things scare me a bit.
Do you know what you need to put on him? A smile. Because you never get that on an e-fit,
you
do
don't.
You? It's never a smiley face.
They always look really serious.
Yeah, well, he definitely wasn't menacing. Otherwise, I wouldn't have gone back to his tent.
No,
that's right.
Right, so let's get the key facts here before we get the picture out. Could be called Alex.
Could be called Alex. Works in construction in Essex. Long beard, short brown hair. And we're going to get a picture off you, some kind of e-fit type picture.
I'm not sure if he works in Essex. He originates from Essex.
Got you.
Right. So he could be called Alex. He could be from Essex.
He's from Essex.
You know what they always say on Crime Watch? They've got links to Essex.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, this is great. Okay, right. Well, I'll await your photo with interest.
Okay, fab.
If you can knock that up for me.
I'll do my best.
Yeah?
Right.
What's the overall aim here then? Sorry. You want to meet him, I assume.
Yeah, meet him, say thank you, buy him a drink.
I don't want to throw a spanner in the works here, and I'm just going to put this out there, but have you considered, because I have heard stories that people go to Glastonbury and, you know, live a different life at Glastonbury, don't you, for a couple of days. Is there any concerns here that he may have a girlfriend or...
That is possible, but I didn't get that vibe, but you never know.
Just thought, if you're really good at drawing, There's a bloke who works in construction in Essex who's with a girlfriend who's going to be absolutely terrified when he sees his picture.
I'm not that good.
Well, do your best. You've only got a couple of songs, really, because
she's drawn me.
Are you going to get working on that picture right now?
My life is over.
Okay,
she's drawn me.
Will be.
Right.
Yeah, right now.
Okay, right. We look forward to getting it.
Quick as you can. I'm excited.
Thanks, Koala.
All right. Speak to you soon.
Okay,
bye.
I'm sure we'll follow this up. Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
And now we can go over to London SW19. It's Wimbledon with Greg James.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
The roof at Wimbledon. I'm here with first-timer Craig David.
Oh, yes.
Hi, Craig.
How are you, man? You all right?
Yeah, really good. How are you finding it so far? I know the show hasn't even begun yet.
It's wicked. It's like being in a huge, beautiful back garden with tennis courts sort of positioned nicely in between.
It's Sue Barker's back garden.
And what a beautiful back garden it is.
Lovely place. Yeah, that is definitely one. So, but this is literally a dream come true. I could not believe it when you turned up today. I thought this is actually happening.
It's a pleasure. You know, it's a privilege and an honour to be in your presence, man. Come on.
Great. And the weather's held off. It's all good.
Murray Mount's
looking really busy because he's about to take to the court. But he's about to play on centre court. So.
Oh, that's where we were last year when we did the breakfast show next to Judy Murray's mound.
So where are you two sat right now?
We're sat on a bench overlooking court 18.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
That's where we are. So we're just to the right of the hill and you can just... I think we can just hear maybe something happening on centre, which is just over to our right, and we can see number one court to our left. And it's a really good day today so far. We went to the queue quite early today and chatted to a few people there, and the tents were just being taken down, and people were getting to the queue and everything.
Greg, this could be one of your legendary shows today.
Yeah. Well, I hope so.
It's just a good mix of everything, I think.
It's a really good mix of silly.
Yeah, it is.
Really stupid.
Right, so this is random. So Greg and Craig David are now going to play Real or No Real from the roof of Wimbledon. Are you ready, lads?
Let's go.
Okay, here we go.
Pop star Rihanna is launching her own brand of pizza, and it's been on sale exclusively at her gigs in the UK.
That's not a bad idea. I mean, Craig, I know, you know, you've got an eye for merch. I mean, would you ever branch out into pizzas?
It's not really my thing, to be honest.
It's a
bit cheesy, to be honest.
Literally.
Like that little pun.
Craig, you must have, back in the day, though, or even recently, you must have been offered some kind of weird merchandise deals where you're like, no, I don't want to be on a pencil case.
Maybe you do.
Maybe you do. Do you know what I mean? Those pencil cases used to fly around in my school. You get good money for those.
Yeah.
Well, the unbelievable thing is that I think, you know, you've got a song which has the lyrics when the bass line drops. That I think you should branch out into tennis, sort of leisure wear.
Nice.
Sports cash. Just call it, the bass line drops, leisure wear.
I like that.
It's lovely.
From the... Yeah, deuce.
I think your trousers would have little poppers on the legs, so you can just
whip them off one time. Yeah,
quick release. One time quick release.
just wondering with this, lads, as well, is it suggesting that Rihanna is selling the pizza on stage as she's performing? Which would be a strange one. I don't know if you've thought about doing this, Craig, just handing out pizza at gigs. It's a good move.
That's not really my look either, but...
It's really not.
It's not really the one, do you know what I mean? Well, just as you've gone into like rewind, just say, hold up a minute. Don't need to hear any bass lines. Here's some pepperoni.
Who is it that chucks cake out of their gigs?
Steve Aoki.
Yeah, amazing.
Aoki sits in a dinghy, doesn't he, and throws cakes out of people. That's the bar. That is the bar, isn't it? But I think, you know, with you, Craig, if you're doing a late night show, people get to that point in the night, maybe 1, 2 a.m., where you need some carbs. So actually, pizza's not a bad idea.
Yeah, but if it's at 4 a.m., maybe, lights are full on. But I'm not really buying that one too much.
I'm not sure this is real. I think this is a no real.
Are you also, working together on this game? Are you going to come to a joint decision?
Yeah, this is doubles.
Also, I went on a big walk in Africa once with Craig David, and all he had was protein shakes. There was definitely no pizza. So if I was you, I'd say no real.
Yeah, imagine if we did, though. Right, that would have been great.
Right, what's your answer, Craig and Greg?
No real.
No real.
I'm going to go real on this one, actually.
That one is no real.
Yes. Not launching her own brand of pizza, but Rihanna did send her team out into the cold with 20 boxes of pizza to give to diehard fans that had been waiting outside Old Trafford all day to see her perform last night. Sweet.
That's nice. I mean, it would have been nice if she'd gone out herself and said hello, but whatever.
Yeah. And
send them some pizza.
Put them pizza for them.
Send the muggles some pizza to keep them quiet.
That means I can be later on stage. I've placated them with pizza. And next.
Every morning, upon waking, Jess Glynn asks herself, what would ginger spice do?
Ooh, don't we all?
Wow. That's, I mean, I think that's... I mean, no disrespect to Jerry, but I think there's better ones you could have picked. I think if I'm going to... I'd go, what would Mel C do?
What would Greg James do?
I don't mean better people, I mean better Spice Girls.
what would Greg James do? I mean, let's go back to that.
I wonder if people say, what would Craig David do?
Yeah, they do, definitely.
I'd just be full of positivity, you know? I'd jump up and just be hyped.
I reckon loads of people go into hairdressers with pictures of you, Craig. And ask for a Craig David.
Oh yeah, they do. In Nigeria, they're going nuts for that old school one where I had the little bubbles on my head. They're going crazy
for that bubbles.
One.
I love the bubbles.
They love it out there.
I love the idea that your haircut's big in Nigeria.
It's crazy.
There's probably pictures of you in the windows. Yeah, I was going to say. Mm. So Jess Glynn asked herself, what would ginger spice do every day when she wakes up? Real or no real?
Probably real. This.
You ready?
Yeah, I think so.
Is there friction in our doubles team?
Well, do you want to go real? No real.
Guest. I'm with you. I think it's no real.
All right, we'll say no real then.
I think it's a bit of a weird thing to do every day. I'm going to go no real as well, Scott.
That one is real.
Oh, dear.
Craig, you just
got to soured it for the whole show now.
I was playing with such a good rally and then you...
In a recent newspaper article, Jess revealed that her main morning routine is to ask herself, what would Ginger Spice do? And said, I am the hugest Spice Girls fan and I met her at the Brits. She told me, never compromise, be raw and be committed. So on big days, I tend to start with that.
Strange thing to do every day. I'm loving this real or no real, by the way, because it sounds like the crowd are actually watching real or no real.
They are.
Sort of generally... Every now and then applauding. Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah, they put the roof on for us. Yeah, there was a really boring match on court 18, so everyone's just watching us.
And finally today,
fans of Andy and Judy Murray can now have their faces printed on top of their coffee foam.
Wow, that is peak Wimbledon if that is true.
I do like it when they do the little swirly patterns on the coffee, though. That means you're somewhere posh. Thanks for applauding, by the way, audience.
You're welcome, guys. Thanks for your support.
Thanks.
I think that's difficult because the people, the baristas are very talented at doing sort of a little swirl or a little heart.
But you can't do actual faces, can you?
I was going to say, doing a milk face is going to be difficult, right?
But there are some good ones, though. I've seen like some online. There are some very complex little designs they've done.
Really?
So they could have pulled that off.
Would you branch out?
Not personally, but I think some people would like that.
Okay, I wouldn't mind Craig David on my little macchiato.
Oh man, a little sugar to that.
You keep asking him about his business opportunities, Greg. And what would be amazing if Craig David was a dragon on Dragon's Den?
Yes.
Imagine.
That'd be sweet, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
This is going to be a fun show today, I think.
It's going to be great.
You'd be so nice that you would just give all your money away, and even to rubbish ideas. Be like, I think that's vibes.
Yeah, you'd be too nice to be a dragon.
It's rubbish, Craig. No, I believe in this guy.
Can you now get Andy and Judy on top of your coffee at Wimbledon?
I think we're going to go real on this one.
I'm going to go with you on this one.
Yeah, real.
No, that seems too complicated. I'm going to go no real.
That one is real.
Yes.
Man, you can
get it done right now, Greg, at Wimbledon. If you go and have a look around, you'll see it. It's a coffee machine called the Ripple Maker. Oh, can be found at Wimbledon Tennis and will print pictures of Andy, Judy and other tennis stars on top of your foam using coffee droplets.
Brilliant.
Isn't that clever?
Yeah, very clever. Whatever next?
And at the end of that round of Real No Real, featuring Greg James and Craig David live from Wimbledon.
You lads absolutely smashed me. 20 love to Greg and Craig.
Yes. Brilliant. That's great. 20 love.
Yeah.
we should have done tennis scoring. Really.
We should have really.
20 love.
There we go.
Wow. Scott, that is a little bit like when you got your a 3D version of you made out of chocolate.
Oh yeah.
At the Radio 1 Academy in Exeter. Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was really weird.
That was a highlight of my year.
Hey, listen, lads, have a good show today.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are Thursday's best bits. Download this podcast for free from the Radio 1 website or join us tomorrow live from 1 o'clock on Radio 1. Scott Mills.